Previously, I pointed out the errors of the Book of Mormon in that it claims that there were horses, cattle, sheep, and goats in the American continents before the arrival of Europeans, something that is not at all reflected in the paleontological record. I asked Boyce right here to provide proof that horses existed in North America and South America prior to the arrival of the Europeans. He sent me this article from the Smithsonian. However, Boyce, did you actually read the article that you sent me? Because what it says here is that it says that it is likely that horses spread throughout the continent before the Pueblo Revolt of 1680. It's not about there being horses in North and South America prior to the arrival of the Europeans. Two different people have sent me this article today claiming that it disproves my point that the Book of Mormon falsely states what animals existed in pre-Columbian America. Yet, even then, they don't account for cattle, sheep, goats, and donkeys that are mentioned in the books of 1 Nephi and Ether. What's really interesting, though, is that if you want to disprove these claims in the Book of Mormon that these animals existed in pre-Columbian America, one of the ways that you can do it is through disease, or the lack of disease. Because prior to the arrival of Columbus, there was no smallpox, measles, influenza, tuberculosis, whooping cough, chickenpox, mumps, rubella, diphtheria, typhoid, cholera, plague, malaria, or yellow fever. So where did these diseases come from? They came from the Old World. One of the ways that they got that was through animal domestication. Measles, for instance, comes from rinderpest. Rinderpest is a disease that kills cows. Rinderpest is also the second disease ever eradicated in the world after smallpox. It was eradicated in 2011. Disease is what wiped out anywhere from 50 to 90% of the New World population after the arrival of Columbus, and most of that is because they had no natural immunity to it. Now you might be wondering, well, did the Native Americans pass on any diseases to the Europeans? Yes, they passed on syphilis mostly. However, there would have been more diseases had they had animals to domesticate as depicted in the Book of Mormon, and they probably would have had a stronger immunity to the aforementioned diseases that did not exist in the New World at that time. The main point that I'm trying to make is that if these claims were true, there would be a great deal of evidence for them, not just in archaeology, but also in paleontology, also in virology, and there just isn't. If these animals actually existed in America prior to the arrival of Columbus, as stated in the Book of Mormon, we would be able to tell, and yet there's no evidence for it.